Hey guys, Chad here. Welcome to another edition of the Chad Shipley Show, where I surface up interesting, insightful, and or entertaining content or people. I've never met a single person who had every area of their life figured out. Even in the best circumstances where someone has financial freedom and high quality and loving relationships and a life's work that they truly enjoy going to every day, there are going to be days where that person is going to feel like they are alone in the world. We all experience certain levels of anger and frustration and lack of fulfillment and sadness and loneliness, and you get hurt or you've been hurt by other people. You may be a jealous person. You may have low self-esteem or lack of confidence. It's just real. It's human nature. You may be broke physically, mentally, emotionally. You may be in a war with your internal self, or you might just have times where you're feeling really, really down. We all suffer one way or another. We experience a wide array of emotions, and we all have a variety of experiences that impact us. No one is shielded from that. I call these chains that they just become wrapped around us. These are the chains that begin to drag us to the depths of the dark ocean. But I'm a firm believer that a simple insight can change the way that we think and therefore begin to change the way that we act. Essentially, these insights begin to help unlock the chains that are wrapped around our potential. They give us back the control to start improving our experiences and to help improve our quality of life. That is one of the things that I enjoy more than anything else in life. I love learning and thinking and applying in my own ways. And I think we all do that. We take some things and we apply it, and other things we disregard. I have the things that I love and apply. This podcast is my own self-expansion, and the essence of this podcast is to surface up what I can to help you, to help give you better tools for the job. My dad always said to me, the tools are everything. You have to have the right tools for the job. It could be things that help your health and wellness, help you save time, help you to get better results with less work, help you in your overall well-being, financial situation, relationships, habits. It's across the board. And today, we're going to explore the topic of your tribesmen or tribeswomen, the closest people to you in your life. I talk about this in my book, Light Your Fire, Unlock the Chains That Are Wrapped Around Your Potential, which, just to plug myself here, I'll put in the notes my link to Amazon. If you want to buy the book, it's $2.99. And if you do and you enjoy it, please leave me a good review. Those help a lot. But in that book, I talk a lot about the chains that hold us back, and I use the analogy of our great life desire being a mountain that we are going to climb. So whatever your true dream is in this world, that's a mountain that we're going to spend our time climbing. And everyone has a different mountain. Some people want to be writers, actors, directors, CEOs, entrepreneurs. Whatever it is, we're going to focus on that as being the mountain, because the journey up that mountain is going to be the most rewarding climb. And just a caveat, my book is not going to give you all of the right tools to climb that mountain, but it's going to really call your attention to figuring out what you're actually capable of. Like, did we let society put a bunch of stuff in front of us and we started to back down from our dreams for no real reason, just because someone said that we can or we shouldn't, or that we have to do something else? This book is going to really make you think about those things. And it's not about being at the top of this mountain. It's about the experiences we have in the climb. And the truth is, the quality of that experience is going to highly depend upon the people that are next to you in that climb. Are they positive, big thinking, people that will do everything they can to help you and never let you fail? Now, I'm going to read a quick excerpt from one of my all-time favorite books, one of my all-time favorite self-help books, which I read a lot of self-help, obviously, called The Magic of Thinking Big. And if you've never heard of this book, I would definitely look it up. It is, I heard of it from a lot of my great mentors, people that are out there in the world, and talk a lot about books that have helped them. And this was one of them. I picked it up and it completely changed my life. I know I probably emphasize that too much, but literally this was the book that I read right before I made the jump out of corporate America and started Sweat Bar Fitness. So this book absolutely had a very profound impact on me, and I'm going to read a short excerpt from it now. The mind reflects what its environment feeds it just as surely as the body reflects the food you feed it. Have you ever thought what kind of person you would be had you been reared in some foreign country instead of the United States? What kinds of foods would you prefer? Would your preferences for clothing be the same? What sort of entertainment would you like the most? What kind of work would you be doing? What would your religion be? You can't, of course, be sure the answers to these questions, but chances are you would be materially different person. You would be a materially different person had you grown up in a different country. Why? Because you would have been influenced by a different environment. As the saying goes, you are a product of your environment. Mark it well. Environment shapes us, makes us think the way we do. Try to name just one habit or one mannerism you have that you did not pick up from other people. Relatively minor things like the way we walk, cough, hold a cup, our preferences for music, literature, entertainment, clothing, all stem in very large part from our environment. More important, the size of your thinking, your goals, your attitudes, your very personality is formed by your environment. Prolonged association with negative people makes us think negatively. Close contact with petty individuals develops petty habits in us. On the bright side, companionship with people with big ideas raises the level of our thinking. Close contact with ambitious people gives us ambition. Experts agree that the person you are today, your personality, ambitions, present status in life, are largely the result of your psychological environment. And experts agree also that the person you will be 1, 5, 10, 20 years from now depends almost entirely on your future environment. You will change over the months and years, this we know, but how you will change depends on your future environment, the mind food you feed yourself. Now, I'm going to switch gears very quickly to a book called Seeking Wisdom from Darwin to Munger by Peter Bevelin. And I haven't read entirely through this whole book. I like to buy a bunch of books and jump in and not always get through one at a time in a logical sequence. But there was a part of this book that ties in, so I want to read it. It says, neural connections are shaped by life experiences. Experiences are the reason that all individuals are unique. There are no individuals with exactly the same upbringing, nutrition, education, or social stamping, physical, social, and cultural setting. This creates different convictions, habits, values, and character. People behave differently because differences in their environment cause different life experiences. This is why it is sometimes hard to understand other people's behavior. To do that, we must adapt to their environment and share their experiences. This is often impossible. And just because I love this quote so much, there's a quote on the next page. It says, this is the topic. Behavior is influenced by our state of mind. The quote is, our life is what our thoughts make it, which is from Marcus Aurelius, who was a Roman emperor and philosopher. And if you've never heard of Marcus Aurelius, there's a book out there called Meditations. It was basically his journal that they turned into a book, but it's a lot of people that are into Stoic philosophy. Marcus Aurelius is a big person to be studied. Okay, so switching gears here, I'm going to now read the foreword of a book called Tools of Titans, which is from Tim Ferriss, and I believe the book is actually like a big summary of the interviews that he had on his podcast. His other book, Tribe of Mentors, is probably the most impactful book that I've ever read because he just sends out questions to over 100 people that ended up responding, something like that. But they answer his questions, and these people are from all walks of life. They're high performers across a variety of different fields. So everything from weightlifters, swimming coaches, actors, writers, producers, just very high performing people across a wide array of disciplines that are answering these questions that Tim has sent out. And the questions are triggered in a way where you're going to get very insightful responses. And just reading through all of these different perspectives, don't get mad at me, but it's kind of like a Bible to me in that it's just a place that I go to a lot for wisdom of very wise people that have, they spent a lot of years in had a lot of different life experiences, and now they're giving back these insights in that book in a very condensed version that I can use that, and it opens up my mind. And Tony Robbins always says, like the ability to condense decades down into days. You take someone's decades of experience and then they have a way to write a story or to tell a story or to give you these insights that that is so powerful to be able to read that in a couple of pages, and it kind of like help you expand your proximity limitation. I always talk about proximity limitations, like, you know, 200 years ago, if you grew up on a farm and there was 10 people around you, and that's like kind of all you knew, right? You didn't know what the other side of the world looked like or felt like, or what the cultures were like. And you might not even have known what was like 10 miles down the street. Like, what does that world look like? And what are those people like? And how do they act? And what are the things that they eat or the traditions that they have? So as time went on, obviously that opened up. We have ease of travel, and now we have the internet. So now it's like you get a better glimpse into like a bigger world outside of your proximity limitation. But that's exactly why books are so powerful, and just hearing the perspectives of other people, for me, it's just a great way to open up the mind. So I'm going to read very quickly here this foreword. It's from Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I've never actually been a huge Arnold fan. I mean, I like watching him in movies, but some people are like major Arnold fans. I've never been that, but I do really like what he says here, and I just want to read it very quickly. I am not a self-made man. Every time I give a speech at a business conference or speak to college students or do Reddit AMA, someone says, Governor, Governator, Arnold, Arnie, Schwartzy, Schnitzel, depending on where I am. As a self-made man, what's your blueprint for success? They're always shocked when I thank them for the compliment, but say, I'm not a self-made man. I got a lot of help. It is true that I grew up in Austria without plumbing. It is true that I moved to America alone with just a gym bag. It is true that I worked as a bricklayer and invested in real estate to become a millionaire before I ever swung the sword in Conan the Barbarian. But it is not true that I am self-made. Like everyone, to get to where I am, I stood on the shoulders of giants. My life was built on a foundation of parents, coaches, and teachers, of kind souls who lined couches or gym back rooms where I could sleep, of mentors who shared wisdom and advice, of idols who motivated me from the pages of magazines, and, as my life grew, from personal interaction. I had a big vision, and I had a fire in my belly, but I would never have gotten anywhere without my mother helping me with my homework, smacking me when I wasn't ready to study, without my father telling me to be useful, without teachers who explained how to sell, or without coaches who taught me the fundamentals of weightlifting. And it goes on, but I just want to stop there. And I love that for so many reasons, because it's a couple things for me. One, it is really important for us as we grow in life to always have those people that are going to help us. You know, the people that we put into our future and surround ourselves with. You know, there's a saying that the birds of a feather flock together. And there's a notion out there that you are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So when you start to think about that, you start to really think about the people that are a part of your team that are climbing that mountain with you. And are they the people that are going to support you and give you everything you need to keep climbing? And you know, there's going to be people that tell you no, and that you can't, and you shouldn't, and you won't. And sometimes those people are people that love you. They're just trying to protect you. And I'm not saying you need to get rid of those people. I'm just saying that don't let those people have the influence on you. Find the people that believe in you and that see something deep inside, that, because we all have that. We have that power deep inside. We need to find those people. We need to surround ourselves with those people. So that's one thing that I love about what Arnold's saying here, is like, it wasn't me. It's the people that I was surrounded with my whole life, everywhere I went, that helped me. And I'm sure he had a lot of really bad people too, but for him to have the insight that it is so much about these people that are going to help me keep climbing, he even says, standing on the shoulders of giants. The other big thing is the impact we have downward, right? Like, so we are the people in other people's lives. We are the parents, we are the friends, we are the coaches. And it is so important for us to be that person for those other people, to be the person that thinks big and that supports and that embraces their ideas and that gives them confidence. And sometimes we just need to listen to them or be a part of their lives by just listening and letting them talk to us or explain things to us. And, you know, it's even the teachers. You know, your children have teachers. They go to school and they see they're going to have teachers for the rest of their life. It's helping make sure that outside of those teachers, what other teachers do they have or are they interacting with? And the reason I say that is because I just took a course. It was a month-long course, and there was a video every day that came out. It was virtual. And the video was with a very high-profile person. He literally made $3.2 million speaking at a conference, speaking at a conference recently. And he is just a he has a profound way of teaching. And I'm going through this course and I'm seeing him teach me things that I've been through, you know, years of management consulting. I've worked with like high profile leaders in different capacities. And I've spent time in the educational system. I spent time self-educating. To have someone like him explain things in a 15 to 30 minute video that just completely transformed the way that I've thought about things and that like opened my eyes. And I'm thinking like there is so much power in the teachers that you have. And I guess that's why, you know, some of these big institutions, these Ivy League schools, they charge so much because I guess in theory they have these kind of teachers that just like have a profound impact. But it's really important when you think about the coaches, the everything. Like I'm in the fitness industry now, right? Like the fitness instructors that you're going to see and the people that are helping you, it is so important that you're finding the right people to really be that mentor for you and that are helping you. And as a parent, as a coach, as the person that you are doing everything you can to be the best you can. And sometimes it's just being an awesome friend. Sometimes it's just, you know, giving someone a call, giving someone a boost of confidence. You know, just being kind sometimes is what all of us need. So I just want to throw that out there. I like this topic a lot, you know, managing up and managing down. Managing up is sort of finding the mentors for yourself and continue growing and expanding and doing everything that you can to become better in your own life. But then managing down where like you're just being that for so many other people, you're being their support system, their coach, their helper, their guide, and you're helping them up their mountain, whatever that mountain is. And it's a big topic for me. I wanted to put it out there. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you do, please keep stopping back. I surface up a lot of these type of insights and I go through the topic on them. If you like what I do and you like the content that I put out there, which is all basically free, I ask that you just give me a good review on the podcast. That helps a lot just for my own encouragement. And if you want to buy the book, Light Your Fire, Unlock the Chains Wrapped Around Your Potential, it's a pretty short read. I think in like a PDF version, it's only like 40 pages and it's not even a full page. So it's pretty fast, but it's going to give you some things that you can definitely think about. And it's probably going to help light a little bit of a fire under you. I read something similar years back that kind of lit a fire under me. And well, I shouldn't say similar, like the content is not similar at all, but it was similar in that it motivated me. So hopefully it finds all of the people that it needs to find. And I hope you guys keep stopping back. Have a great day. Bye.